Washington. For the second time this week, President Trump on Friday postponed his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz.
On Monday, the president extended his deadline until Friday, but now he's giving Iran another 10 days to cooperate and reopen the Strait of Hormuz by April 6th. He said he was delaying an attack on Iran's power plants because talks aimed at ending the war are going, in his words, very well. However, Iran continues to say it is not negotiating with the U.S. and has rejected a 15-point proposal from the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaking last night in Miami at an event sponsored by the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund, President Trump said that the end of the Iran war will signal a new opportunity for Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize relations.
It's now time. We've now taken them out, and they are out bigly. We got to get into the Abraham Accords. And we hope all of the countries are going to be in the Abraham Accords.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. did not tell Ukraine that it has to give Russia the Donbass region, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claims.
We've told the Ukrainian side what the Russians are insisting on. We're not advocating for it. We've explained it to them. It's their choice to make. It's not for us to make for them. We've never told them they have to take it or leave it. The role we have played is to try to figure out what both sides want and see if we can bridge the middle ground.
Golfing legend Tiger Woods facing two charges after being arrested on suspicion of DUI.
At the Martin County Jail, and even on scene, we really weren't suspicious of alcohol being involved in this case, and that proved to be true at the jail. So Mr. Woods did a breathalyzer test, blew triple zeros, but when it came time for us to ask for a urinalysis test, he refused, and so he's been charged with DUI.
That's Martin County Sheriff John Burdensyke. He says Woods did, in fact, pass the alcohol test, but was still booked for DUI. This is SRN News. Most religious Americans don't see any ethical problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
More Democrats are talking about faith as they run for office. Candidates include James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into his faith with a new book amid speculation he wants to run for president. Experts say many Democrats often avoid religious talk because many of their supporters are atheists. This is SRN News. A deadly tourist helicopter crash in Hawaii. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Three people were killed. Two others were injured when a helicopter crashed on a remote beach on the Hawaiian island of Kauai Thursday afternoon. Kauai Mayor Derek Kawakami.
Four passengers, one pilot, Airborne Aviation.
Airborne Aviation is a helicopter company that does sightseeing tours on Kauai. It advertises a doors-off thrill-seekers adventure tour. The beach where the helicopter crashed is reachable only by hiking or boat. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. stocks deepened their drops on Friday as Wall Street finished off a fifth straight losing week. That was as long as such streak in nearly 4 years. The S&P 500 fell 1.7% of its value to close its worst week since the war with Iran began. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.